This is Naomi Rose, publisher of Rose Press, creative midwife, and book developer. I have had the privilege to help develop and publish the trilogy by author Rahima Warren, The Starseer's Prophecy, a fantasy novel of the healing journey, an epic fantasy novel of the healing journey. I'm here with Rahima now. And Rahima is a retired psychotherapist with 30 years experience working with, among other people, clients suffering from abuse. And she has brought her 30 years of professional training and experience as a licensed psychotherapist with MAs in sociology, clinical psychology, and transpersonal psychology into her work with her clients and into her writing of this book. The third volume, Perilous Bliss, will be out in late January 2018. Welcome, Rahima.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you. It's lovely.
Thank you. I'm really happy to have you here. Maybe you could tell us something about how you think your book is unique.
My book is written as a fantasy, but it's much more than that. It's very deep and profound story of the healing journey from severe abuse toward love and awakening. As far as I know, there's not another book like it.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, that's true. And I'm remembering what one social worker said who has worked with males in detention centers, adolescent males, and she said, Sarah Weinberg, licensed clinical social worker, said, I love that the book reads like a novel. What a relief that it is not written as yet another text or self-help book. What a gift for me personally to read such a well-thought-out story.
Yes, and I love what she said about that. My story could be very healing for men who've been traumatized or abused, mm-hmm. and that there's very few, if any, books like that mm-hmm. for men to read
mm-hmm. about. You're saying not only as compelling fiction like your book, but at all, even self-help books and such.
Right. For men who've been abused and need to heal from that trauma. Or have possibly also been abusers, which often happens. If you've been abused, you tend to pass it on. It's a very challenging situation for anybody to be in and to have to deal with both of those sides of the abuse situation. That's what my book is about. Because the main character, Kier, begins life as a slave to an evil sorcerer who, and all he knows is abuse, but also inflicting abuse at the sorcerer's command. So he doesn't know anything about kindness or goodness or anything like that to start with. And in the books, that's what his journey is, to learn, first of all, what is kindness, which he has no comprehension of, what is friendship, what is love, and how to be a kind, loving, strong adult male. And that's his journey.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, it's really clear, in book one, it's really clear that he has no comprehension of this world outside of his experience of abuse, punishment, retribution, re-abuse, all of that, that when people are kind to him, he doesn't have any framework for even understanding it.
Right, right. And I think that happens to people. Mm-hmm. That makes my book rather different than anything I've heard of.
I think that's true, too. So it's not only the format of a really edge-of-your-seat kind of adventure story on a psychological level, but it's also the fact that this subject itself really hasn't been brought out into the public domain where men can, women too, but in terms of men having played this role more in our culture and the fact of men being abused, where they can become aware that this is even a subject and perhaps begin to reflect on, could this be helpful to them in some way?
Right, right.
So do you find with the timing of the publication of this book that there's a relevance to what's happening in our society in America and in perhaps the rest of the world as well?
Well, certainly. I feel like many of the social ills that we have so strongly, for example, one obvious example is the many mass shootings by lone, deranged men, is a perfect example of how we're not helping prevent that through a healing, compassionate culture. The whole attitude about what men should be, the tough, strong loners who never cry and all that kind of thing, really harms men as well as the rest of us. And I haven't seen, I've hoped with the women's movement that it would spread to the men and they would get a whole different way of being too. And certainly plenty of men have, but the whole culture needs to shift in the direction of healing and compassion instead of revenge and punishment, and understanding that men need healing too, that also that men need to take responsibility for finding a way to get help so they can heal and not perpetuate the abuse that they may have suffered or that they have inflicted. So I think it's very important right now. And, you know, there's examples of how our culture just has this vengeful attitude. The United States has this one of the highest incarceration rates in the world, 716 per 100,000, whereas an average of half the countries in the world is 150 per 100,000.
It's quite a difference.
It's huge.
Wow.
So there's this very awful attitude of punishing without healing, without transformation, that leads to this vicious cycle that I think is just getting worse. I don't see an improvement, really. And there's many other effects that this whole attitude causes, which is despair, isolation, suicide. You know, suicide rates have been going up, even though we're the richest country in the world, supposedly, and so on. I mean, so my book lays out depiction of the healing journey that can be transformative for our culture and for individual people, women and men, and takes people on a deep journey into the stages of healing and awakening to love and compassion and self-respect that I think is so critical to our whole future. And if even to the point where if we don't follow this path, it looks to me like we're going to destroy the planet. The fact that people are seeking, especially men, are seeking power over others, domination. I think from my point of view, it seems to me that it comes from, you know, fear inside and, you know, the fear of being weak, fear of being dominated by another man, and that kind of thing. So they seek greed with major greed of taking what they can get out of the planet with no regard to what it does to the planet and the health and the future of all life on the earth. You know, to me, the story that I've written, which actually came through me rather than me planning it out, is a very important message for our whole culture.
And in listening to you now, and of course having read the books, it seems to me that people reading the story of the hero, the protagonist, whose name is Kier, are given a non-threatening way to open to this, to open to some of the fears and pain that may lie inside them that can be so readily blocked and hidden when the surrounding culture promotes that. And that by reading the book, because it's really a compelling read, it's just a wonderfully told story I think, obviously, I think that, or I wouldn't have published it. People can let down their guard and mm-hmm. identify with what this person who is so full of pain and acting out his pain and knows no better gets to experience as he learns more about himself mm-hmm. and about what he's really capable of and who he really might be mm-hmm. and the beautiful qualities that are seeking to open up in him mm-hmm. so that somebody reading the book might be able to encounter some of this territory in a way that being harangued would not make possible because right. they'd just be more defensive about mm-hmm. protecting what they don't even understand.
Right, right. And it takes them on the journey of healing step by step so they can mm-hmm. identify with each step and follow mm-hmm. where it goes mm-hmm. in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a wonderful mission mm-hmm. for this book to have. Is there anything more you want to say about the mission of the book?
Well, yes, after I'd written it, and actually after the first two books were published, I was wondering, why the heck am I doing this? What is going on here? It's like I'm putting all my time, energy, and creativity into this project, and I don't even know why. And so I got into a meditation and asked that question, and I was very surprised to receive that the mission of the books is to transform a culture of revenge, hatred, and punishment into a culture of love, compassion, and healing. I was like, wow, that's huge. How is my books going to do that? But I do believe they can contribute to that kind of transformation for individuals and for the culture.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more powerful than an inner change to bring about outer change. Mm-hmm. And it's an interchange that perhaps all human beings at the bottom of their being really do want.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of that. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, they're aware of it or not or know anything about that. That's what we all need and long for, is to come home to our true selves of goodness and caring and love.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Well put. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just hope that my books can contribute. There are so many things going on that speak to the need for this. Another example is the huge opioid epidemic that's going on in our country. You know, and my heart just goes out to all those people who are suffering so much in so many ways. So I really hope that we can turn our culture toward healing and compassion. Mm. So that people can live lives that are joy and creativity and beauty.
Mm. It's a beautiful, beautiful intention. I believe that if people read this book, it's entirely possible. This is Naomi Rose, publisher of Rose Press, book developer, creative midwife. And I've been talking with Rahima Warren, a retired psychotherapist who is the author of the Starseer's Prophecy Trilogy, Book 1, Dark Innocence, Book 2, Fierce Blessings, and Book 3, Perilous Bliss, which will be out at the end of January 2018. The books can be ordered online at all retail online bookstores or from Rose Press, www.rosepress.com. And if you're interested in seeing more about Rahima's book, you can go to her website, www.starseersprophecy.com. Rahima, it's been a great pleasure to hear you and be with you and read your books and help get them into people's lives.
Thank you so much. It's been so great to work with you.
Thank you. You too.